Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing future value of an uneven cash flow. So, uneven cash flows are exactly what it says. The cash flows aren't even. So, you'll see in year one in this example that we receive a $2,000 cash flow, year two, $1,500 cash flow, year three, $0 in cash flow, year four, $3,500, and year five, $4,800. We'll assume that it has an interest rate of 8%. We want to know what is the value of these cash flows at the end of year 5. Okay, we want to estimate out and project out what will all of these cash flows value be at the end of the 5-year term. So let's write these down, right? Year 1, $2,000. We'll receive a $2,000 cash flow. Year 2, $1,500. Year 3, $0. Year 4, $3,500. Year 5, $4,800. Now, we're going to project out the future cash flows, or the future values of these cash flows. So, figure out how to solve the question. This is a future value question. In most cash flow equations that have future value, there are 5 variables. Present value, future value, number of payments, interest rate, or the discount rate, as it's called sometimes, number of compounding periods. Is there a present value? No. No present value. Let's see. Zero. So we do have a present value. Our present value are these cash flows, year 1, $2,000, $1,500, $3,500, $4,800. Those are the present values of those cash flows. What are the payments? Payments are given. Okay, these are our cash flow payments. The interest rate is also given, 8%. And for the time period, we are going out to the end of 5 years. We want to find out what is the future value of these cash flows. So we need to go through and we need to calculate the future value equation. Okay, future value equals present value times 1 plus the interest rate raised to the number of periods. Okay? So here, for year 1, let's solve. Let's say year 1 equals present value 2,000 times 1 plus I. Interest rate is 8%. Right? So for our n, we have to subtract. So we're going out to 5 years. This is year 1. So for this, we'll have to go 5 minus 1. This will be raised to 4 then. So the future value of the year 1 cash flows, $2,720.98. So we'll look at, now let's look at year 2 future value on this cash flow. So we've got future value, 1,500 times 1 plus 0.08, 5 minus 2, so we're going to raise the n to 3. So we'll do 1.08 raised to the third. We're going to multiply that by 1,500. So the future value of cash flow 2 equals 1889.57. Now let's look at 3. 3 is 0, so obviously the future value of 0 is 0, so we'll say future value 3 equals 0. Now let's look at future value number 4. Future value, year 4, equals 3,500 times 1 plus 0.08. So we're going to do 5 minus 4 is 1. So we'll go 3,500 times 1.08, 3,780. So we raise it to 1. 1 by itself is just 1 or itself. So 37 future value 4, 3,780. Now, future value 5, 4,800 plus 1 plus 0.08, okay, raised to 1 because it's year 5. So 4,800 plus times 1.08, 48,0108. That's wrong. The correct answer should be 51,5184. So now we're going to take the future values of these cash flows, and then we're going to add them up, and now we're going to know the total of the future value of these cash flows after the 5-year period. So the future value of cash flow 1, 27,20,98. Year 2, 18,89,57. 0 for year 3 because there's no cash flow. 3,500 is 37,80. And for year 5 cash flow, 51,84. So let's add these up. 27,20,98 plus 18,89,57 plus 0 plus 37,80 plus 51,84. So the future value of these cash flows is $13,574.55.